That is Craig Breslow on this show yesterday. Red Sox holding on, at least Craig Breslow holding on to the hope that this is a wild card team. And Curtis, your lead this morning was that some or many got very excited yesterday when Craig Breslow said that they wanted to improve the team and took that as a buy sign, like they say in real estate, but that it may not be a buy sign. It may not. It was intricate wording, use of the English language by Craig Breslow yesterday.
That was Yale in the answer. I'm always fascinated by what gets aggregated out of those interviews. I'm like, was it Greg's question or mine?
Yes.
Yesterday I saw that and I was like, I had the complete opposite reaction. If somebody says, are you going to buy? And you say, yeah, we're interested. That's not a yes.
Yeah.
And if you say, I'm going to improve the team in 2025, well, there's a million ways that theoretically you could improve a team that doesn't involve adding payroll.
So you, to use the analogy, if somebody says, are you going to buy this house? And you say, we're going to improve our living condition.
Right. Exactly.
That would be the answer.
And that would be the semantical way you would get out of, you know, being in on something.
I took it as that they were buyers because, and I'm combining that with Craig Breslow in the past saying that they are planning on using that money that they're saving from Raffy.
But to be fair, we saw your Amazon delivery and you're almost always.
You're always a buyer.
Yes, I am always a buyer. But when it comes to what he said yesterday, to say that you're going to improve the team in 2025, you're not talking about the future or things that we heard from Chaim Bloom for so long. So to me, the only way to improve this team in 2025 is to be a buyer.
I was with you, Courtney, but I think Curtis makes a good point because in Breslow's mind, trading Devers made them a better team. They didn't acquire any talent. They
didn't
actually get any better.
Well, he said
in their mind, they think they have a better team.
He said last week, am I correct about that, with Devers, that he thinks they win more games without him than they would have won with him?
It was some turn of a phrase. I don't know if he said it. It may not make us – he might have said it may not be better, but we may somehow win more games and have the flexibility to win more games. Yeah. So that's sort of both sides, which is what this ownership group is great at. But this is why Cora is so essential to this organization, because you can't have people sounding like this relating to your fan base. Like, if you're – it's a beautiful day today. It's not going to be nearly as hot. If you have the opportunity to drive to Gloucester, park – I don't know how much it is to park, $30 to $50 to park and go to a fair – $5.
It's park, not Boston, Curtis.
Use the Odyssey lot. It's Ken's paying.
Kidding. you parking anywhere in Gloucester – probably not going to happen.
Okay. I've been here since 85. Yeah. I have sunglasses on even though it's inside. I'm scary. So I just feel like there is zero desire that I would have to buy tickets and go support a product where they are so clearly, constantly planning for the future and not actually investing. I thought the Bregman deal meant things changed. I was wrong. I thought that they were going to actually invest in this club and to, you know, do whatever they could to get over the top. And that was the easiest way for Breslow to say 100%, we are going to do everything in our power to reallocate the resources we traded away before the deadline. Boom. And he said, we're going to do what we can to improve the team.
Yeah. Probably not going to happen.
Ironically, that's something you heard a lot in high school.
Jeez.
God.
It was interesting the way he answered the Bregman question. I'm aware that Craig Breslow is not going to reveal the intricate details of their negotiations, but you know, he will. He said he will engage with Scott Boras when the time is right or whatever. But I mean, the timing on Scott Boras saying publicly that Alex Bregman would like a long-term deal, and the fact that the, you know, the salary cap is looming, is not lost on me. Like, you
well,
know,
that's Boras is brilliant. Like, he knows that the fan base is going to be, because a lot of us, it sort of was like, I didn't know that Ken knew that it was a fait accompli that Bregman was opting out. I thought when Bregman got hurt, it was a good sign that he would not be opting out, because why would you opt out when you got hurt? Your value wouldn't be the same. But clearly, Boras thinks that it would be. And so now, not only do you trade Devers, you get worse. The guy that caused the disruption isn't even in Worcester. He's not even being back until after the trade deadline. So the only way the organization could actually do something that would show an investment would be to get ahead of the offseason and extend Bregman now.
Yeah. Would you accept that when it comes to your issue with the money they're saving on Devers and your belief that they're, it's all salary dump, the Devers deal? And
no, that wouldn't do it because it was already $40 million. Like, okay, they're just going to be adding years at the end.
Yeah. Okay, so even if they're adding years to that and you got him for 4 years, I mean, no. He probably wants – so he's got this year and the opt-in, and he probably wants another four on top of that or whatever. And
I think he has 2 years at $40 million if he doesn't opt out left. Yeah. So that's if he's got $80 million on the table, he probably wants to double that and get, you know.
But they want to get that done now because of the potential salary cap.
Right, and they want to get it done now because what's if he comes back and is – he's got more – if he gets injured again or he doesn't play well.
Or then, if he just doesn't like it here.
Right.
But he's 31. How many years would you give him?
I would – I mean – probably if it's 2 years and 80 currently, I would extend it. I would try to do 4 years, 320. So you got 2 years, 160, and then add 2 years to it.
Yeah.
Or 35.
80. Yeah. Sorry. That's Greg's deal.
Yeah.
$80 million. So it'd be what 4 years, 160 is what I would do.
Yeah. All right. And does he have to work in important games like, or is he like Wiggy where he doesn't have to show up for a road trip?
Shots fired.
Ooh, you're going to have to answer for that
one
on
guys,
Monday.
Don't you wish Wiggy was here this morning? Like, yes. I mean,
everybody loves him.
Yeah.
I'm so frustrated at the lack of ability we have to actually talk about it.
I just feel like we're not as close as I thought we were.
I know.
He could just look at me and lie to my face over and over.
Can I be honest? I'm kind of happy because I got to come.
Yeah, it worked out for you.
All right.
Oh, look at that shine.
Yeah, so I was wrong about that.
Well, there was a guy who earlier offered Scheim his spot on the greasy pole.
Yeah, what's going on?
He had to take off, but he is walking for a friend of his who passed away. But he said he's 57 years old, and he's already broken ribs in the past and all those. So he was willing to give, if Tom would approve it, he was willing to give Scheim his spot on.
Did Tom approve it?
Probably not going to happen.
Oh. How do we get the approval?
Why did he leave? That was the whole – I was so excited.
I know. Probably not going to happen.
Why can't he give it to Scheim?
I know.
What in the world is going on? Is this my fault?
I don't think he liked you very much.
It's all your fault.
I don't know. But it's the dumbest thing in the world. The guy that's walking is giving it to Scheim.
Well, there's other guys in line, Curtis. You know, they don't want me – you don't want somebody to cut the line.
Right. You can't just willy-nilly throw it out there on the radio in February and think that you're going to be watching.
Has there ever been such a trivial thing that meant so much?
Yeah, but Curtis, they're in charge. You're not.
Yes, that's true.
They are in charge. You're not.
Right. I just figured that if you can get your son into BC, you can get a guy in front of the line of the pole.
That's probably not going to happen.
That's probably not going to happen, Curtis.
Amazing.
All right. If you want to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you would rather text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Curtis brought up the weather, and it is beautiful here. Jackson, we should probably open up the WEEI Window World of Boston weather window if we could. So Curtis can – or you can just poke his head outside the – Window World of Boston door here at the Beauport Hotel and give us the forecast.
Where we are right now in lovely Gloucester at the Beauport Hotel, one of the nicest hotels I've been in Massachusetts.
May win best accommodations, although I'm partial also to the Ocean Cliff in Newport.
Both really nice.
Both beautiful.
Fun fact, Ian Maripol, who left DEI in 2013, which allowed me to come here, got married at the Ocean Cliff.
Really?
Newport. Lovely place.
But this place gives it a run for its money. It's a beautiful hotel.
It really is. Yeah. Did you have the President's Suite?
I did not. Oh. No, just a regular. I always request just a regular.
I did ask what Greg had when I checked in because I knew I was the first one checking. I said, do any of them have ocean views? I'll switch.
Without permission?
Oh, yeah.
Gonna switch?
Well, you guys would have never known.
Ken's room has two safes.
You can have whatever you want.
65 in Gloucester, afternoon high of 68. Back in Boston, 66, afternoon high of 72. And in Providence, 68, afternoon high of 75. Quick question, right outside the window here is the fair.
Yeah.
Great St. Peter's Fair. If you could only have one piece of fair food, like we get off the air, you're hungry.
Yeah.
Did you walk past? Did you see they had like arancini? They had fried dough. They had Italian sausage.
Yeah.
For For Tom, it's just sausage.
Yeah.
What would you have?
I would not go fried dough. I'm not a fried dough person.
It's crazy.
So. I would go fried dough. Yep. No questions asked.
You would? Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't hesitate.
Yeah, maybe the arancini. Like,
I would go arancini.
But, like, arancini isn't, like, considered fair food.
Well,
right?
Where we are, we're here. Right outside.
That's true.
The border.
It is here. In general, though, it probably isn't. Like, you're thinking more like your chicken tenders, your dogs, your popcorn.
Slice of pizza.
Slice of pie, exactly.
Slice of pie here or there.
How was that breakfast sandwich?
Oh, dude.
Breakfast sandwich, great. And I want to thank Holy Cow. They brought the ice cream box.
Oh, I can't wait.
We have ice cream coming
up. Do I just have to eat whatever flavor Wiggy wanted?
You can have Wiggy's. Did Wiggy put an ice cream?
No, which is an interesting indicator. I was thinking about that because I was shocked. Greg responded immediately. I responded after Greg. Wiggy silent.
Yeah. See, he knew.
Now.
I wonder when he knew.
Well, he just sent us a text with the acrobatic. Hi, Wiggy. You can call in.
He claimed he told Ken about it 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah, there's zero chance. Ken is many things, but he would not forget that conversation.
He's very detail-oriented.
He is.
Sometimes, Curtis.
Well, Monday, I think.
Oh, well, not Saturday. That's right.
Yeah, Ken not Saturday. About maybe Ken's having an issue right now. Who knows?
I think Monday will – I mean, we will get an answer either way Monday from Wiggy.
Yeah.
Unless he doesn't want to talk about it.
So. I'm hurt. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Don't be upset.
Can we all agree that whatever Wiggy says, and we will wait till Monday, he would not allow for us the excuse that he's going to offer to us?
Correct.
But you ever get the boo-boo contractions, though?
He'd be all over you guys.
Right.
Yes, he would. But he's missing out on these incredible people here in Gloucester, so it's his loss, I think. All right. We're going to take a break. We are speaking of acrobatic. We'll get the weekly wrap-up coming up next right after these commercials. And then at 9:20, we are going to play your Hill Notes back. So leave one of those on the Odyssey app. Download it. You can listen to us from anywhere at any time on the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. And we will be right back.